You're listening to KSKA 91.1 on Alaska Public Media. I'm Lori Townsend. A former Anchorage police lieutenant's labor lawsuit against the municipality of Anchorage continues this week. It includes as evidence a once confidential report on a botched investigation of drug dealing and sexual assault involving the Alaska National Guard. Longtime police officer Anthony Henry says the city retaliated against him after he stuck up for an officer with a medical condition. Lawyers for the city say the police department was right to fire Henry for lying about having interfered with a criminal investigation. Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove has been following this case. Hi, Casey.
Hi, Lori.
So that's really a lot to unpack. Help us understand this.
We've had a little bit of time to look at this now. It's been overshadowed by some pretty major announcements with this year's election, but this actually involves a scandal that had implications in the last race for governor in 2014. And I want to say first here, this is very complicated. We wrote a web story about this. It's on alaskapublic.org. And Lieutenant Anthony Henry, former Lieutenant Anthony Henry, he was the head of the SWAT unit and the special assignments unit. Some of those special assignments unit officers, they pick up a guy involved in this drug deal. He starts telling them about a source that's in the Alaska National Guard, and they go to that guy and they start questioning him. And this investigation is kind of in its initial stages, and it just looks like it's going to get bigger and bigger. And Lieutenant Henry, who's the commander of these officers, he wants to tell the general in charge of the Alaska National Guard, that's Major General Tom Katkus at the time, he wants to tell him the name of these informants. And his argument then, and still is, that this drug dealing activity was going to affect the military readiness of the Alaska National Guard. And this is where I want to pause in this whole narrative and just let you know and let everyone know that we know a lot of these details from a 97-page report that you mentioned that was released in this trial. And Henry disputes a lot of that. But essentially, it says he screwed up this drug investigation by telling the general in charge of the Alaska National Guard the names of these informants. So for different reasons, both his attorneys and attorneys for the city, who, let me remind you, they're adversaries in this lawsuit, in this trial, they agreed with each other that they didn't want this report to be unsealed. But the Anchorage Daily News and TV station KTUU intervened in the case. They got a judge to agree to release a redacted copy.
Tell me more about this 97-page report called the Brown Report.
It's named for its author, independent investigator Rick Brown, a retired lieutenant in the Pennsylvania State Police. The city commissioned this investigation because they wanted to get to the bottom of this. It includes interviews with Anchorage police officers, an FBI agent, and a lot of them say that Henry telling the general in charge of the Alaska National Guard this information, it really hurt the larger investigation. And there were tips about sexual assaults that were being investigated kind of parallel to the drug investigation. There's some indication in the Brown report that Henry also ordered an officer to divulge an informant's name in the sexual assault investigation. And at least one alleged sexual assault victim told Brown, this investigator, that she felt discouraged to talk to the police because of this. And it comes down to if you take all these officers for their word and you believe this report, the conclusion that Brown reaches is that Henry should not have told the guard commander any of the details from the investigation, and that he, and this is an important point, he wasn't honest about meetings he had with the commander, Tom Katkus. So Doug Parker, an attorney that's been hired by the city, he says, quote, in that report, Lieutenant Colonel Brown concluded he had been lied to in the investigation. That's by Henry. It continues, and that's something police officers can't do and keep their jobs.
Lieutenant Henry, former Lieutenant Henry, is not on trial, but this report is evidence in the trial over his lawsuit. What does that mean?
Well, it sets up this sort of bizarre scenario where, like you said, he's not on trial, but his attorney is in a position where she needs to defend him. Remember, they're suing the city. They're the plaintiffs in this case. They're suing the city because of how Henry was treated and how he was fired. And that all kind of goes back to that report. But she says that report, it's based on information from officers and APD command that were all out to get Henry.
He got on the wrong side of the deputy chief at the time, who wielded a lot of power, and just started a campaign of retaliation against him that culminated in the sham investigation that is the Rick Brown report.
She points out, and she said this several times, that this investigation by Rick Brown, it was conducted years after the fact. And, you know, we don't know yet if the jurors who are going to decide this case think the facts are on Henry's side or on the city side or what. But both sides seem pretty well dug in, and I think I heard this trial is scheduled to go into the first week of November.
So, Casey, that would be right around Election Day. Remind me, how did this scandal with the Alaska National Guard affect the gubernatorial election in 2014?
Sean Parnell, governor at the time, appointed Tom Katkus. The Parnell administration had really made a central focus this effort to try to reduce violence against women. When this all blew up and you had allegations of sexual assaults maybe being covered up, it ended up affecting Katkus in a major way because Sean Parnell was sort of forced to ask him to resign. This is right before the election, and Parnell's campaign kind of never really recovered from that. There's many different strands going in different directions with this story. And again, we have this web story on our website, alaskapublic.org, that kind of lays this all out in a more linear fashion.
And I appreciate that you're taking the time to help people understand this very complicated case, Casey.
Thanks, Lori, for listening and for reading.
Thank you.